dropping out of high school can have profound, long-term economic impacts on families and communities. For our series, Chasing the Dream, WFYI's Lee DeNoon has the story of one Fountain Square family's long climb to financial stability, beginning with one step they missed nearly 20 years ago.
Mike and Sylvia Lambert are high school sweethearts, together for the last 19 years.
2009 is when we got married.
We had a $22 wedding. Went down and got the marriage license, and her uncle married us.
My uncle's an ordained minister, so he married us in his childhood home, right in the dining room.
They met at Tech High School, and when Sylvia got pregnant, Mike dropped out to help support the family.
At that point in time, I thought that was the right thing, because we were 16 when we had our first one.
The Lamberts now have three boys, Michael, 17, Robert, 7, and Alexander, 2. Without Mike's high school diploma, the family's been perpetually cash-strapped as he's been forced to work a series of dead-end jobs.
Just basically labor, minimum wage, bare minimum stuff, warehouse work, restaurant work. I've done a little bit of construction in my life.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, adults without a high school diploma earned just less than $500 a week in 2015. Less than half of what someone with a college degree made.
With no money in your pocket, you know, got to tell your kids, no, you can't get them this, or no, you can't give them money for a field trip and stuff like that. That hurts a father. You know, I might not show it, but really inside it really hurts.
Terry Garcia, director of Southeast Community Services and the Center for Working Families in Fountain Square, says the harsh reality is the days of dropping out of school and being able to support a family are over.
The jobs that our folks were able to get prior to the Great Recession are not available to them anymore. Other people have gotten them, or they were eliminated. Those employers cut out that job because they had a lot of people, educated people who were looking for work. They didn't need to go entry level anymore.
Sylvia Lambert graduated from Tech and has worked in low-wage jobs. The factory job she had last year paid $9 an hour and had benefits, but she was laid off 3 times in the year. The Indiana Institute for Working Families self-sufficiency calculator estimates for a family of 5 like the Lamberts to live sustainably in Marion County, they would need an income around $63,000 a year. That includes housing, childcare, transportation, food, health care, and taxes. That's more than 3 times what the Lamberts made in 2015.
I've got a couple friends showing me how to do the extreme couponing, but I've learned how to budget on a very small income with 3 kids. And it's not easy, but we've made it. We've made it this far paying what we do.
Even with the help of programs like SNAP, food stamps, the Earned Income Tax Credit, and HIP 2.0 for health care, they still fall short. Believing college would be their ticket out of poverty, a few years ago, Sylvia decided to pursue an associate degree in accounting online at the University of Phoenix, but it didn't quite work out the way she'd planned.
I have the computer experience, I have the software experience, I have all that experience, but I don't have the office setting experience, so I have not been able to get a job using my degree. I'm paying $70,000 for a degree I'm not using. That's been difficult.
Because of their income status, Sylvia says she's been able to defer her student loan payments until she goes back to work, hopefully after their youngest starts kindergarten. A chance encounter last fall with education coach Christopher Nunn from the Center for Working Families has completely changed the direction of the Lamberts' lives.
In Michael's case, it was high school equivalency. He's a guy I met at his child's school, back to school night. And then was just like, you need a job? He's like, sure. I'm like, well, we have this thing, you know, if you want to come and work on your own education. It turned out pretty remarkably in his case.
Mike signed up for high school equivalency classes and set a goal to get his commercial driver's license, or CDL, with help from the state's workforce development. Certifications and apprenticeships are stepping stones out of poverty, and there are more open jobs than qualified workers.
Come here. Now you gotta go to work.
Yeah, give me a kiss, baby. Bye.
In early May, he was hired to drive a truck for a local company, making $15 an hour, more than he's ever made before. But at the same time, the Lamberts learned they were being evicted, their landlord had died, and they had to be out June 1st, leaving no time to save for a deposit. They worried they'd have to move in with friends, but their connection to the Center for Working Families came through again.
Pretty nice little house. It took a lot of cleaning. The stove area was really, really bad. And above the, on the cabinets, I still got to do some cleaning on top of the cabinets because there's grease on top of it.
Within a couple of weeks, the Lamberts moved into a new house, introduced to the Fuller Center of Central Indiana, a nonprofit that has built or rebuilt 11 homes on the very street where they live. Part of the agreement for the home is 350 hours of sweat equity. Sylvia says it's the first time it feels like their own. And if all goes well, they'll have the potential to buy it from Fuller after a year of renting.
Then Robert and Alex's room in the back, and then Mom and Dad's room.
The successes the Lamberts are seeing now are a long time in coming. 18 years after dropping out of high school, Mike Lambert donned a royal blue cap and gown this past Saturday at Southeast Community Center and joined 34 others who earned their GEDs from Southeast and the Concord Community Center in a graduation ceremony.
Michael Lambert.
As their boys enjoyed punch and cupcakes, Sylvia beamed.
I'm proud of him. I'm proud of all the hard work he's done.
Mike says he couldn't have done it without the Center for Working Families, and he says he's focused on the future for their oldest, 17-year-old Michael.
Try to get him to go to college, raise the other two, try to get them to go to college and have where they don't have to work as hard as I did and enjoy life.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.
Chasing the Dream, Poverty and Opportunity in America on WFYI is made possible with support from the JPB Foundation and the Ford Foundation. To explore the series online, go to WFYI.org/chasingthedream.